This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In America,
you're listening to Kyle
So the Biden campaign, the Biden administration, the Democrat Party elite, they really don't want you to ask the question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Hence the campaign video that's out going after Donald Trump and I guess everybody else they can think of, saying that they're protecting democracy. They're going to save democracy and they're going to protect your voting rights. Because that's what his presidency has been all about. We've been talking about it all morning this morning, I'll tell you. But this is, I think, the way that they're going to go. This is going to be the basis for the Biden campaign because you know why, folks? They do not want you to ask that question. They don't want you to think about that question. They don't want you to look out your front door and see how things are going. They just kind of want you to be scared and wondering if democracy will survive, right? Well, but I kind of think that they're the ones that might be the real problem here in terms of trying to make sure that you can't exercise your democratic rights and so forth, your right to vote, because they want to get people off the ballot, shall we say. All right, welcome back to the program, folks. Here we are, hour number four of the Friday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. You can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, on 930, of course, everybody up and down the GCN network, everybody listening on the live streams. We appreciate it, and good morning to you. And speaking of good morning, it's time to bring in Frank Salvato. He, of course, is from UndergroundUSA.com, also author of the book Nullification. It's been a while since we talked to Frank because we had the Christmas and New Year's holidays back to back, but it's good to talk to you again, my friend.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Yes. Good morning. And there's a lot going on. Just first off, yeah, what I don't know if you've seen the Biden campaign commercial, but what do you make of all this?
Well, if protecting democracy is only having one person on the ballot, I guess they're doing a bang-up job. You know, that's a ridiculous... Everything that he said in the video is delusional. You don't protect democracy by trying to get people thrown off ballots. You don't afford people the right to vote by not letting them vote for the person that they want to vote for. So... right out of the gate, his very first commercial is typical Joe Biden. He's living in the ether, completely divorced from reality. And strap in, because this election is going to be about a lot of fantasy, about a lot of non-reality. Remember, they said the economy is just fantastic. You know, you look at your 401k, you look at the worth of Social Security checks that are coming in. You look at the cost of things at the supermarket. They'll say that prices are coming down, but compared to 2+ years ago, they're still very, very up. And people who are buying houses, even though the mortgage rates are starting to come down, they can't afford them.
Well, so no kidding. And in many ways, people can't afford rent either to a great degree.
Well, and ironic that organizations like Berkshire Hathaway and BlackRock have been gobbling up homes over the past 2 years, perhaps in preparation for the "you'll own nothing and like it" scheme that the World Economic Forum is pushing, and that the Biden administration seems to be supporting. I don't know, but that was something that was palpable, starting with Biden's tenure in the White House, was that these behemoth financial institutions were gobbling up single-family homes at an aggressive rate. So what's the end game here with the economy? We've just reached $34 trillion in national debt. They still are spending like drunken sailors. They propose more spending as if, you know, we're fluid and solvent. We're not. When you have a national debt of $34 trillion, you're $34 trillion in the hole.
That's right. Yes. And I appreciate what you're saying about the real estate issue, because, you know, owning a home is one of the primary ways that people, you know, can build wealth, for one thing. But also it gives them a sense of establishment. You know, they've put down roots, as it were, this kind of thing. Home ownership has always been a huge part of the American dream, but now that's another part of it that's just going to be out of reach.
Yeah, and each element of the American dream is moving further and further away from attainability with each and every policy that the Biden administration puts forward. They literally treat people who are not citizens better than they're treating the American citizens. It's backwards. We have an intrusive government that uses a whip on people who are the citizens while they invite people in and give them taxpayer wealth in the form of health care, in the form of housing, in the form of education. It's really unbelievable. It's absolutely the opposite of what the framers intended for us.
Well, certainly. And there's got to be some nefarious end to all this, because nobody in their right mind would do what the left is doing in this case.
Well, you look at who the left is today with the most influence and loudest voices. These are the Wilsonian Marxists from the turn of the 20th century who have been incrementally nudging. And there's a book out there called Nudge. It explains this whole apparatus that came out during the Obama administration, even a little bit before. They've been nudging us and nudging us to the left. They want to move away from a constitutional republic that says our rights are bestowed by a creator and are inalienable, to a democratic socialist state where the government gets to define what rights are for you and gives them to you as if it's your master.
Right. And a good example of that right now is an individual in Maine could say, guess what? You don't get to vote for the person you want to vote for because I say so, those kind of things. And like you said, bestowing or taking away on a whim. Frank Silvato, stay right there. Folks, we're coming up to the break. We're going to come right back. Kyle Warren with you. More with Frank Silvato right after this.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we continue to race through the Friday edition of the program. So much to talk about, of course, and the weekend is here, and we hope that you have some great weekend plans. It's been a lot of fun this week on the program. It's been a short week, and when we come back next week, we'll be, of course, back for the full week, and things kind of getting back to normal, as it were, for January as we kind of settle in, but 2024 is going to be a good year, I think. And we're back with Frank Salvato, of course, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. And, Frank, I don't know about you, but, you know, given everything that we see happening, though, I still want to try to be optimistic about what we can accomplish in this next year.
Well, there's always a lot you can accomplish if you set your the goals right. You know, I'd like to see us start to dismantle the centralization of the federal government that was never supposed to be, but that means having state legislatures that understand that they do have more power than the federal government, and right now those states are few. The more the left moves towards a centralized government, the more that door to reclaim that kind of power closes, and we can't allow that to close. So my goal for 2024 is to awaken the state governors and the state legislatures to have them see that they can keep government closest to the people should they choose, and neuter the federal government as a result. You know, because nobody talks about it, because nobody invests in that endeavor, the federal government just seems to be able to do whatever they want beyond the limitations of the Constitution.
Right.
But if the states start acting in a way that was meant for them to act and refuse to allow the federal government to manhandle the states, we can start writing the direction of this ship. It's not going to happen overnight, and it probably won't happen in my lifetime. But you have to make that pivot sometime.
Well, you know, what you're talking about, of course, you know, everybody in the world, planet Earth, but at least here in the United States, everybody's got an opinion about Donald Trump, or they have an opinion about Joe Biden. They probably have an opinion about some of these more vocal or prominent House, you know, people in the House of Representatives or their senators. And they could probably talk all about the national politics and the national scene. But it would be very difficult to name your state senator, for example, or, you know, your city council people or your county board of supervisors, you know, this kind of thing. So I guess part of this problem is to make the state political issues, you know, a much bigger, you know, front and center issue every night on the news. Now, of course, it'll be on your local news, but if people treated their governor like they was the president and had as much passion directed towards what's happening, then that might help to facilitate this whole thing.
Yeah, and that's the importance of local information sources. You know, we have 24/7, 365 news all the time now, and it's right in the palm of your hand. But it's inundated by national and international topics. Everybody wants to be able to talk about what's happening in Ukraine or in Gaza or, you know, the threats from China and the threats from the UK. You take a look at some of the things that your state legislatures are doing or your county boards or your village boards, you know, your city councils. Those actions affect your life immediately. They, you know, your city council decides that they're not going to allow even the most simplistic things to happen, and that becomes something that affects you right now, and it's easier to enforce. That said, it's easier to change the government that's closest to you rather than at the national level. As government gets larger from town to county to city to state to national, it becomes harder to change because you have to gather more votes to change. People in Florida, or, you know, where I live, we know who represents us in Tallahassee. We understand what's going on at a county level. When there were mask mandates around the country, we knew if there were places in our county that required them or not, and the overwhelming majority did not. But that's because the local government affected us locally and at the county and state levels. So, you know, we've been kind of duped into believing that government is federal and they are all binding and all powerful. It's not the truth. We're 50 separate states with 50 separate constitutions. And when you could change something in your state capital to see the politics and the ideology swing a different way than in which it existed yesterday, you feel that effect almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Ask people in California. When Sacramento decides to say, okay, we're not going to allow ketchup packets anymore. Yeah, that sounds like a stupid thing, but every single fast food restaurant and every restaurant that has something that you have to pack up to deliver or pick up or take out, they have to change what they do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That costs money. That costs money.
Well, sure. Well, and of course, also, you know, you've got, you know, as you were talking about, in your case, you know, more people likely know who represents them in the state capitol. But what happens too is that all these national issues and the sort of the, for lack of a better term, liberal perspective on these different issues, you have people that sort of slip into place at your local or state level that have that same mentality as the far left. And then suddenly you wake up and you wonder, well, why are they implementing these terrible policies that I don't like at the national level? And all of a sudden it's at the local level. And that's because, again, and for better or for worse, local politics and state politics just don't occupy that much of a space in people's lives.
Case in point, it wasn't too many decades ago that Ronald Reagan was the governor of California.
That's right, back in the 60s, yeah.
You know, and now if you talk to somebody who is of a conservative or a constitutional mind, one of the heroes for the right is Ronald Reagan. If you took his policies from from when he was the hero and tried to apply them into California today, you would see people burning things in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Sacramento.
Oh, sure.
You know, so this is how that change can happen at a state level when what you were talking about comes into play. If you need to know when you're electing someone at your county, it's a little harder for county, but it can be done. Your county level and your state level, you need to know how these people vote and what their platforms are and what they believe in. And in Illinois, where I grew up, we've got Pritzker. He's tantamount to a communist.
Oh,
but
wow.
He runs under the Democrat banner, and as a matter of fact, one of the Pritzkers was on the Harvard board trying to run interference for the president who just resigned. Why would you run interference for someone who is grossly unqualified for the job and then lied about it? Is a multi-plagiarist. You know, it's because they want their people in place because they have the same mindset and mentality. That's what happens when you have this giant, you know, the national mentality on the left. If you let it infect all the way down to the local level, then you're going to get that national politics in your small town. And believe me, once you lose a good representative government at the smallest level, it's very hard to get back unless you pay attention, understand who you're voting for, pay attention to what is before your town board, county board, you know, your city council, and get involved. You've got to know what's going on in your backyard. All politics is local. If you take care of your local politics, that will trickle up.
Indeed. And that's about being involved, you know. But as you said, I mean, the news that is out there all the time is primarily based on national or international stories, like you were saying. And so that becomes the big topic of conversation at the water cooler. I don't know anybody who has water coolers anymore, but you know what I mean? You know, the idea that this is what people are talking about. You know, did you hear what Trump said the other day? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, at the granola snack bar, I guess it would be.
There you go.
You know, you've got this electronic thing in your hand where we get most of our information from today.
Right.
You can set any program you want to there to make sure that you understand your local issues. And because it's a smaller authority, you can pretty much get up to speed with what's going on in your own backyard in short order. So the excuse that, well, they don't cover it on Fox. Oh, okay, take some time away from Fox and figure out what's going on in the town paper.
Exactly right. All right, thanks a lot. I'll hold that thought there real quick because we're going to get to the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, everybody, much more with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. And we're on a roll this morning. I think we are. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You know, we've been talking about this morning a little bit earlier, too. New York Mayor Eric Adams is suing busing companies for $708 million because guess what? It takes money, evidently, when you have migrants come to your city. And evidently, he's mad because, of course, they were brought to the city by the bus, by the busing company sent from Governor Abbott. But I guess, what is Texas supposed to do? Maybe Texas, do they have all the money to do all this, too? I just don't know. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com, and, of course, also author of the book, Nullification. He's back with us again this segment. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, just I was just saying, you know, does Eric Adams think that Texas has all the money in the world and has, you know, just all the migrants need to stay in Texas and don't bring them to New York because it's expensive, I guess?
Well, this is the hypocrisy of blue city mayors. You know, they want to be able to thump their chests and crow that they're sanctuary cities, but when the rubber hits the road, they absolutely don't want to be sanctuary cities, because it takes away from the money they get to graft in order to bribe people to get elected. So, you know, he's understanding full brunt that shooting your mouth off about being a sanctuary city and thwarting federal law purposely can cost you. Now, my question is, what did the bus company do that was illegal?
It's a really good question. Yeah.
You know, they didn't go across the border and pick people up and illegally bring them into the United States. There's no checkpoints at state borders. Yeah, maybe there should be for New York, but I don't, you know, who knows. But the bus company did nothing wrong. If somebody came and bought tickets for somebody to get on a bus and go someplace, they delivered a product and they delivered it with fidelity. So what are you suing then? You're transporting illegal aliens. Well, they're in the country. Just because they're not a citizen doesn't mean they don't get to travel. there are no TSA officials walking up and down the aisles of buses checking people's papers.
That's right.
So what's the crime here? What's the lawsuit? Oh, it doesn't make any sense, and it reeks of wanting to telegraph that he's doing something when he can do nothing.
Right. Right. Well, I wonder too. I mean, obviously they don't want to disengage from being a sanctuary city, because where's the fun in that, I guess. But this points up, I mean, the whole point of what Governor Abbott is trying to display by sending these migrants to a sanctuary city that has said, you know, we are just that, we're a sanctuary city. But it's pointing up the idea that it's not sustainable, that it's not something that just you can just absorb, you know, without any real problems. And I think the answer should be maybe New York says, okay, we're not a sanctuary city anymore. Stop sending us people. But that's not going to happen.
No, now that you understand that declaration costs you taxpayer dollars, both from local government, state government, and the federal government. Now that you know that you don't have money to spend on other things, when you realize that you've got crime, and now, you know, the stats are in. Crime is elevated because of what's happening at the border. There's no way to argue that. You know, so you've got crime. Now we're seeing diseases that were eradicated decades ago starting to pop up, like tuberculosis, especially in the border states. You know, now that these people are being, the Biden administration has said, okay, we can disseminate you into the population. We're going to have to deal with things like that again. So I get that you want to have this ideological utopia, but utopias are not attainable. Human nature dictates that. And the idea that the rules are good for everybody else when it benefits the left's ideology, but fungible whenever it doesn't, that can't be. The rules and the law need to be the rules and the law. You don't like it? Go through the process and change it.
Right.
But you can't just say, we're not going to do this. We're just going to do this. Oh, and by the way, federal government, give me more money because I want to do this. That taxpayer money at the federal level, you know, that comes from everybody in the United States, not just California or New York or Illinois.
Well,
now, if the state stepped up and became the dominant government in people's lives, they would necessarily be keeping more of the money that goes to Washington through taxes in the state. Now, okay, if Pritzker or Newsom want to do what they're doing with the sanctuary state policies that they have, and the people don't like it, it's easier to change the people in Sacramento or Springfield.
Right, exactly right. Well, you know, Mayorkas, you know, talking about the border, Mayorkas says that he wanted to identify the fundamental problem. The fundamental problem, according to Mayorkas, evidently, is that Governor Abbott is the one governor who refuses to cooperate with the other governors about all this. And evidently, I don't know, it's just that easy to tie the hands of Joe Biden to enforce the border. But I don't think I think if there was an actual plan, he would sign on to something if it was a good plan. But, you know, there is no, I don't know what the plan is from the Biden administration.
No, there is no plan. It's open borders. That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want open borders. As you listen to the Biden administration move forward in this election season, you'll see that they are not going to be, or at least for the last 2 years, they have not been keeping their promises to the minority populations in the United States. You know, you see more of the black demographic and more of the Latino demographic starting to wake up and say, we can't vote for you. You know, we can't vote for you. Now, they may or may not be enthusiastic about Donald Trump, but they're starting to realize that voting Democrat isn't good for them. So when you start losing your core base like that, what do? You have to fill the tank back up. So how do you do that? You let people in, give them quote-unquote free stuff, and then pontificate to them about how benevolent you've been for them. And that's the game plan. It has nothing to do with securing the border. And Mayorkas, you know, I'm glad that they're starting impeachment proceedings in committee against him. We just have to make sure that the person that replaces him, if and when he gets impeached, isn't worse. You know, Democrats are notorious for that. Remember when Tom Daschle was the scourge of the right in Washington, D.C., when he was the Senate leader, and he left, and we all celebrated, and we got Harry Reid.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and now we got Chuck Schumer. So it's the person that they're going to replace somebody with that we should be looking at, and not so much the people we want to get rid of, because they're just going to follow the orders.
Well, sure. Well, and you were talking about the idea that, you know, the different groups are not going to be voting as much for Joe Biden. Well, the White House chief of staff, they're going to have some kind of morale-boosting party here very soon. But guess what? Nobody can bring a guest. The invitation is non-transferable. You can't bring a guest. I think that, and of course, because they have all these low poll numbers, I think they want to get everybody in a room and lock the door and say, do better, you know, you're failing, and people don't understand why they should be voting for us, because I don't think you can make people understand why to vote for Joe Biden, because people are too smart for that at this point, I hope.
Yeah, I guess Ron Klain is facilitating an appearance by Valerie Jarrett, who is going to sit there and tell people, you better start working harder or heads are going to roll. You know, anybody who thinks Valerie Jarrett and the same crew that was with the Obama administration, anybody who thinks that they aren't pulling the strings now, you're not paying attention.
Right.
Eric Holder didn't leave. Valerie Jarrett didn't leave. Susan Rice didn't leave. Susan Power didn't leave. And all of their staff didn't leave. And when you read articles on news sites that talk about the staff pushing back against the president on his decisions, and I saw one, I believe it was in the Washington Examiner, that had quotes from the staff. We sent letters. We don't like your Israel policy. You're supporting Israel too much. You've got to get off. You got to get off Israel and get back to pro-Palestinian. The staff doesn't get to do that. You serve at the pleasure of the president.
No kidding.
His policy goes forward, not yours. What do I care what a White House intern has to say? The last White House intern that had any influence was Monica Lewinsky.
That's right. We all know how that turned out. All right, thanks, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, take care. Folks, we're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. We got Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, host of the Sports Zone.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
No, don't go to bed yet. Well, you know, I guess Joe Biden can, but we're not. We're going strong. It is the Friday edition, folks. And, yes, well, we've made it to the final segment of the program this morning, but that doesn't mean we're slowing down. It actually means we're speeding up. We're actually gaining more energy. And it's been a great program this morning, by the way. A lot of great calls. Great to talk with Frank Salvato there over the last few segments. And, of course, Denise Simon, Chris Markowski as well. And, again, thanks for the calls this morning, everybody. And thanks for the direct messages. And, you know, I got to tell you, we actually did get one other direct message I want to tell you here real quick. And this is from William in Denver. He says, from the socialist states of Poles, I'm not sure. He says, a warm sleeping bag, a hot cup of moose drool, a log on the fire, exercising my critical thinking skills, listening to Kyle and Denise. This is from earlier. Life is good. Respectfully yours, William in Denver. Thank you, William. Well, I'm glad that thanks for the message. And I don't know. It sounds like a pretty cool thing, a log on the fire and everything, and a warm sleeping bag as well. So thanks for sending in the message. And, folks, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. Well, we've got direct from AM860, The Answer, the host of the Sports Zone, none other than Patrick Hyland this morning. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, everybody. Playoff picture weekend.
in the NFL, Kyle, and we got a lot of crazy scenarios that can happen. But right now, it looks like if Miami wins, they clinch the AFC East Division, and they've already made the playoffs. It's all a matter of do the Dolphins beat Buffalo and win the division and have the second seed, or do they drop down, you know, all the way to the sixth seed? So a lot of things going on that are going to change the complexion of that franchise. And then and also in the state of Florida, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars. If they win, they're in. If they tie and the Indian Houston tie, they win the division. Now, if they tie and Pittsburgh loses a tie, they can get in the playoffs. So it's a real lot of scenarios. I don't see a lot of ties happening this weekend, Kyle, but that's where the tie could come into effect. And that's why I hope and pray down the road here the NFL will go to the college system and there won't be any more ties in the National Football League. Just, you know, put the ball in 25 and let's have a shootout and see who wins it at the end of it. So.
Well, even like in hockey, even they have various ways of trying to end the game. You know, they have it's like you said. I think it actually does become a shootout after they do like 3-on-3 or something like that.
Correct, Cal. You hit it perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, this is getting really crazy. I mean, if you want to do something, and you know, who first misses a 50-yard field goal, something of that nature. I mean, anything to let it be decided on the field, not a tie, and then we have to worry about these playoff scenarios. I think people would be all for that, but we'll see. And then if Buffalo does beat Miami, they win the division. If they don't, they'll be the sixth seed. So, well, that's going to be a big game, and that's going to be your Sunday night special, the Miami Dolphins and the Baltimore Ravens. Buffalo Bills, pardon me. Baltimore Ravens last week took care of Miami is what I meant to say, so I apologize. Indianapolis, for all the people in the Midwest, Colts fans, if they win and Jacksonville loses, they're going to get the division. So that would be nice. Houston, now, if they can win and Jacksonville loses, they are going to get the division. So that division is really up for grabs on who's going to make it happen. And Pittsburgh's on the outside looking in just to get into the playoffs. But if they win and Miami beats Buffalo for them, they got to get Jacksonville to lose, okay, and then they get a shot. So they're needing a lot of help. But for all the Steelers fans out there, they still have an outside shot to let people know what's going on there. We'll turn over to the NFC now and stay in the state of Florida for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If the Bucs win, they're in. It's over. They win the division, and that'll take care of that. Now, here's what's up for grabs. Dallas, if they win, okay, and Philly loses, they win the division, okay, and then Philly's going to come here, okay? But, okay, if Philly wins the division and Dallas loses, okay, then Dallas is coming here. I don't see Dallas or Philly losing, so I just don't see that occurring. So that's probably the way it's going to go down. Philly will win the division. Dallas will come to Tampa Bay, and that'll be the end of it. But
well, the Super Bowl is going to be on February the 11th, as I understand. So that's going to be here faster than we can than we think. I believe.
Oh yeah, man! The playoffs go by so quick, Kyle. A lot of people that love fantasy football, they do a fantasy playoff pool, and they enjoy that. You know, when all the dust settles Sunday night, you'll see what your matchups are going to be and what teams you want to take, what players you want to take. And you're right, February 11th, Las Vegas, that beautiful stadium, is going to host the Super Bowl. That's a cool place to have it, I think.
I was just going to say, can you imagine Super Bowl parties and all the stuff going on in Las Vegas, of all places? I mean, it's one of my favorite places, by the way.
Yeah, it's just a neat town. And it's become a clean town. It's been a profitable town. A lot of good things happening there. And good for them. I mean, I like to stay positive. People like to talk about the negatives and the spell carrier do that. Green Bay. Well, for all the Packer fans, a lot of Packer fans here in the country, Cal, it's the Vince Lombardi days, you know. If they win, okay, they're gonna get in. Okay. Seattle now, they need help. For the Seahawks fans out there in the far west, you're watching Washington Husky fans who are gonna play Monday night football. You and I'll talk about the Monday night Michigan Washington game, you know, on Monday. That'll be fun discussion to see who's gonna be the national championship of college football for 2023.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans, now if they win and Tampa Bay loses, they're in for all the Saints fans. So there's a lot of things on the line here that are going to happen. And the Atlanta Falcons, you still have your friends up in Georgia who listen to the show, stream it and things of that nature, Kyle. If Atlanta wins and Tampa Bay loses, they're in. So, you know, Atlanta can still get in the playoffs. A lot of people are big Carolina fans right now. Atlanta and New Orleans, they need to win their game, but they're praying that, you know, Carolina can upset Tampa Bay. We'll see what happens. Cal Trask might have to start at quarterback because Baker Mayfield's ribs are really banged up, but maybe they can numb him up, put a black jacket on him, and he can throw and go. He can't throw no matter what. Obviously, you can't play the QB position in the National Football League. So they'll have to go with Mr. Trask and see if they can hold on to beat Carolina. It is in Carolina, so we shall see what happens for the Tampa Bay fans out there. And for everybody else listening and their fans of sports, and hopefully I can make you a fan of me when it comes to your financial needs, health, life, you know, annuities, whatever you need in that department, let me give you advice and direct you and navigate for you to help you out, because it's a maze and it's a lot to digest. But if we meet for 30 minutes and I go over everything with you, you'll see, you'll have peace of mind, we'll get you in the right direction, and you'll take care. Nobody, you know, plans to fail, they fail to plan. Don't be one of those people. Don't wait for the last second. We plan to watch football games, we plan to, you know, go on vacations, and then we don't plan our financial history till it's too late, and we don't want to do that. So give me a call, Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. It's a real easy number. It's 813-966-052. And like I like to say, let's just sit down, have a beverage, talk some sports, talk about your financial needs, see how we can get along to help you out on your financial path to make things right for you. God bless you, Cal. God bless the audience. Have a safe weekend. I'll talk to you Monday morning. Looking forward to it, sir.
Thanks, Patrick. Yes, take care. God bless. We'll talk on Monday. All right, everybody. Patrick Hyland. He is the host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer. You can hear him 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday mornings right here on AM 860. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Thank you for listening this morning. Go out there and make it a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.